Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back at it again this Tuesday night. Yes, I'm so excited to have another extraordinary show for you with my fabulous guest this evening. You know, I have really been a music lover for a long time of our special guests that are going to join us tonight. And I also got my girl in the building, SKG, who I'm going to introduce to in just a moment. But I want to tell you that this sister here has been taking the music industry by storm. Do you hear me? She is breaking the internet with her hot new single, I'm Tired. Yes, those two words, but they're powerful words. And then we also have platinum-selling, Grammy Award-winning Anthony Hamilton in the building tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands together for SKG and Anthony Hamilton. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Fabulous, fabulous, yes. And, you know, it's such a blessing to have both of you here tonight to discuss such an important topic, right? I'm Tired, SKG. When I tell you, to this single, I got chills through my body. I was listening to your lyrics because I'm also a mother. You hear what I'm saying? And
most definitely.
With your song. Yes, I resonated with it, especially after Black Lives Movement. Can you tell me what was the passion and purpose behind this powerful song?
Sure, and I just want to thank you for having us on your show as well. With the song, you know, I'm a very diverse entertainer. I've been that way growing up. And I just seen a lot of things that was unfairly done to our people, especially, as well as me having my own personal experience with law enforcement, racism, dealing with putting my kids in a predominantly white school where they were victims of racism, not only from students, but from teachers. And then when you try to get to the bottom of what's going on, they act like the innocent black child is the aggressor, even though they were actually the victim. So it came from a personal experience as well as from what I was just seeing on social media and in the news headlines.
Wow, wow. I just, you know, and what a better time. Right. Then now, I mean, granted, even before Black Lives Matter, right, with that and the big, you know, ordeal that happened last year, we've been going through this for a minute. OK, as a black woman and I have a black son, I can relate to what you're sharing and the message is so prominent today. And, you know, I want to say, listen, I have loved your music for so long. It is such an honor for you to not only appear on Brown Sugar Radio, but to be on a song that is so powerful, that's helping, you know, our youth to recognize they have a voice. They're important as well. How did you feel when SKG first approached you about the song, and what were your thoughts?
You know, I heard the lyrics, and it resonated with me because I'm a father of six black boys. And, you know.
All right.
I have to be reminded of how dangerous it is, you know, to raise our black boys in today's society, and it shouldn't be that way.
Yes.
So when I was asked to be a part of this song and put my voice and spirit on it,
yes,
it was a no-brainer for me because, you know, this was necessary. So I was honored.
Wow. Wow.
And we had
fun.
And,
you know,
we had fun.
I know. I've seen the video. I said, look at this. tell you, this is such a movement that's happening right now. And it's so powerful that we have more artists continue, not be afraid, right, to speak their truth. I know there's many people that were afraid when you look at some of the celebrities or some of maybe even the news hosts, they were afraid to mention Black Lives Matter, or they were afraid to speak about some of the violence and police brutality or different things that we might face, you know, as a community. But it feels good to see that there's people who are standing for what is right, regardless of what anybody else may think or feel or the emotions that are attached to it, you know? And so I want to ask you, when you were writing this song, SKG, what were the first thoughts that came to your mind? Was it courage? Was it fear? Were, you know, what were you like, I don't care, I'm going to get this message out? Tell me, what was your emotions during your writing process?
You know, during the writing process, like I said, it was coming from a personal experience and a personal place. And I really just wanted to showcase what I've been through. Like, I've been through a lot, especially with my kids, with having African-American kids, you know,
yes.
And just growing up and having them, putting them in a different area so they don't grow up in a rough neighborhood like I did, wanting them to have a better life. But it's kind of like a damn if you do, damn if you don't. You don't want your kids in a certain neighborhood because you don't want them to fall subject to gangs, gun violence, and become a statistic. But the problem is when you take them out of your areas and you put them in better schools where it's not really diversified, it's more it's more predominantly a Caucasian atmosphere because you want them to have a
right.
good education and you want them to become productive citizens. What happens is when you put them in those schools, then they have to deal with the racial injustice from the kids in those schools. And that was
right.
just kind of like out in the open. And my kids never been through anything like that. So from their own personal experience, it made them have their opinions on white people. And I hate to say it like that, but this isn't anything
mm-hmm.
I taught them.
Keep it real.
The firsthand experience they went through. You know, so I thought about that. I thought about how I let my daughter go to this little girl house who befriended her. And I'm a mother who never let my kids go to anyone's house. But, you know, my daughter asked me,
right.
I let her go to this particular girl house named Sophia. And while she was there, my daughter told me when she came home, she said, Mom, do you know she called me a nigger in front of her grandma?
Oh, my goodness.
And her
what?
Grandma was like, yeah, and her grandma was like, well, the word is Negroes, and it was a big thing because I called her mother, and her mother was like,
oh,
well, you
goodness.
Guys are a bunch of niggers, and it was like, damn, I trusted
are you
my
serious?
Son to come to your,
girl,
yeah, and it was
what?
Like, but listen, and it was
wow.
like, I trusted my child to come to your home, I trusted you. And then what you did is got my child in your home and you disrespected her. And then when I confronted you, you disrespected me. Long story short, I caught her at the school. And so when I caught her at the school, it was what it was. And they called the police on me. When the police came,
what?
It was a black officer. And so this
oh my
black
goodness.
Officer pulled me. But listen, he pulled me to the side. And he said, you know what? I understand where you're coming from. And I deal with this on the force. He said, I get mistreatment from my colleagues, white police officers in the force. Then when I pull over our people, they call me a sellout and Uncle Tom. And that right there made me respect black officers because you never know what people go through. So when people ask me what
wow.
is behind it, it's a collective of everything I
yeah.
have been through and I've seen that made me write that song and feel like that. And it's personal experiences with my children and my
right.
household, personal
mm-hmm.
experiences with me. Even,
mm-hmm.
you know, a time I got attacked by 7 skinheads and they almost killed me and I had to fight for my life.
What?
And like I tell
oh,
people, I've been through a lot, but like I tell people, you don't know race until you're standing
right.
in face to face with white people that don't like you. Just because of the way you look, and they got big knives out saying they're about to kill you, and you have to fight for your life. It don't matter if you're light skin, brown skin, dark skin, we all black. And those are the events that I had, the tragic events I had to deal with, and all of those events are the emotions I put behind that song. And, of course, Anthony came in, and he brought it out even more. So, yeah.
Now, speaking of Anthony, and I definitely want to get his feedback on this, too. out of all the artists you could have selected, and look, Anthony's my favorite, okay, when it comes to Mel, you know, Neo Soul, I mean, just sultry voice.
See on social media.
Made you pick Anthony Hamilton?
I grew up, you know, listening to Anthony. I grew up,
see, there y'all
you know,
go.
With my
there y'all
family.
Go. I
yes.
grew up
no.
making me old, making me old, the old guy.
No,
go ahead, baby.
No, but look, no, you're not older, and that's, no,
we love you, Anthony.
You're not old.
No, I know I'm not. I'm flat.
Is I grew up listening to Anthony, and Anthony has a way of not only painting a picture with his music, but tapping into your emotions. And one thing I can honestly say, because on my album I have a lot of artists, Anthony was the most sincere, down-to-earth, genuine artist I've ever worked with. You know, and
absolutely.
He's really a ghost.
Yeah, yeah, genuine spirit.
Genuine spirit, you know, so
yeah.
It was such an honor to do this record, do the video, an honor for Rashida Wallace to link us to make this happen, and, you know, I'm just
yeah.
grateful that he took time out to even bless the track for me.
I know that's right.
Thank
and
you.
Bless it, yes, you did, my brother. Listen.
Oh, she
you
was spitting. She
ears,
was spitting, though.
Soul.
I was like, oh, she's tired for real. I can feel it. Like,
oh, she's tired.
Dead serious.
Yeah,
I can feel,
yeah.
like, she's tired for real.
Yes, and that's what I love, you know, is the fact that, you know, you can feel the passion in her voice. Not only lyrically is she
yeah.
up here fascinated, but, you know, her flow, everything about SKG, you know, and she's a real one. And that's what I love about you, Anthony. I've been, you know, a fan for years. I'm telling
like
my age, but, you know, listen. It's real, recognized real. Always
thank
felt
you.
That about you, that your music, what you portray, that's what you live. You're not just show business. You're a lifestyle. That means a lot to me, my brother,
yeah.
what you're doing, the positive message. You're not on records, you know, and downing people or talking about. You're uplifting them. Your music makes us feel good when we hear it. So I was so
thank
happy
you.
When I seen she was collaborating with you and getting back to having, you said, 6 black sons. My God. What an honor. Look, the Bible said you just need one firstborn to be blessed, so you blessed 6 times, okay? But 6 sons,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? And to grow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have your children and them growing up together in the household. Can you tell me what would be the most important message you would give them as a young black man?
To know who you are, to know whose you are, and that you are worthy of all greatness, and that no
yeah.
one is better than you. No one's better
mm.
than you. You know, we're coming up in a world where people envy your abilities and your skin, your
wow.
zest for life, your creativity, and
mm-hmm.
you have to be careful of those around you because sometimes
right.
you know. The ones who are smiling at you are showing you their teeth because they're in the process of trying to bite and
oh.
do you harm. So be careful. Praise God. Stay prayed
wow.
up. Walk with your
yes.
head up. But never compete with ignorance and evil. Make
mm.
it home safely and the rest we can figure out.
I know that's right. Oh, my goodness. That was powerful. Never compete with ignorance and evil.
And
that's
are
something
real
we're seeing.
Words. Yeah.
yes, that's something we're seeing too common these days, you know? And
yeah.
I want to ask you this, both of you, because y'all both celebrities doing y'all thing, you know. How does it feel in Black Hollywood, right? Do you feel you're more of a target, or do you feel that you're more of an influence to help our democracy as Black people?
Being in Hollywood, you said? I think they target us in a different way. They target us with negative music and making sure that our neighborhoods and our people are flooded with stuff that keeps us in a place where there's, you know, sexual activity is high, drug use is
mm.
high, disrespecting
mm-hmm.
our women and men is high. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, glorifying, you know, they allow rap to come out that glorifies death and certain things.
Well,
so we're targeted right. that we're targeted that way. They'll smile in your face because, you know, you're feeding their kids.
Right.
And building their corporations. But, yeah.
Jeez, that's crazy. And that's one thing, too, that I love about your music. I can sit down with my 14-year-old, you know, and I can explain to her, listen, you know, you have to be able to know that you're important, that you can do all things. When I look at SKG, you're in a male-dominated industry as a female MC out here doing it. You hear what I'm saying, sis? And I'm so
proud of
you.
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
Yes, I was saying that I am proud of you being a female MC, okay, in a male-dominated industry as a rapper, and you're holding your own, and you're not afraid to speak your mind, and I love that about you, and you're showing my 14-year-old daughter that you can do anything you put your mind to, and that's what I love about you.
And most definitely, and I think that that's my end goal, because I was going to be an attorney. So I was in school. I was graduating with my paralegal degree, and I stopped everything to go ahead and finish pursuing my music. But for me, it's just proving what I'm able to do and to not give up, no matter what the circumstances is or no matter who say I can't do it, because even for me, I still have a lot of things stacked against me. So I don't have an easy fight like a lot of a lot of the female rappers, you know, when I understand that I'm a realist. But one thing that I want people to take from me is, okay, if she can do it, I can do it. So no matter who say you can't do it, you just have to keep going. And I'm on the phone with executives. I'm on the phone with so many people. And it's like everybody's not going to believe in you. And I think that's what people have to understand. But it's important for you to believe in yourself and for you to know what you're capable of doing and for you to understand your vision is not everybody else's vision. But if you stay consistent and you keep working and you stay positive, you can manifest, create, and make happen what you believe.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And that right there is the most important thing, you know, is believing in yourself. Because if we don't believe in ourselves, right, nobody else will. And that
absolutely.
Is, you know.
And even when Anthony said about just basically making it home, you don't have to feed into negativity and evilness, and that's something that I really had to learn because I had it very bad, especially being a woman in this industry from the West Coast, dealing with different people. You know, I would let people get the best of me or let my anger get the best of me, you know, but sometimes you don't always have to react. You don't have to have a reaction for everything. You know, sometimes better to just kind of be
moving
cool, like he said, and just make it home, and then you have another day to have a fresh start.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Before I play the new single, I want to ask Anthony one question before we actually play the single and come back. When you are in a position to influence, you know, our youth, right? Do you think that it's more important for us to teach them, you know, okay, listen, don't be afraid, you know, go do whatever it is that you feel that you want to do. Don't be afraid of what other people say is basically my thought process on that. Or do you feel that it takes a village, right, to raise one child? Because I've heard two sides of this. They say, oh, it takes a village to raise a child, and everybody needs to come in and help, and we need Auntie May-May, and it's, you know, or do you feel it takes both, right? Not being so strong-minded and independent, but yet you need to have a village around you. What are your thoughts on that when it comes to us inspiring our youth today?
I think it's so important. Yeah, we do need a village. You know, because it instills in our kids the sense of community, family, and that, you know, my brother's keeper is something that's to be valued and not to be taken for granted is something that's beautiful. And my sister is my sister.
Yeah.
Not only is she my sister, but she's you know she's my friend, and you know, and it just gives you something bigger to be a part of. I think when we watch out for each other, look out for each other, you know, you feel a sense of integrity and you try to hold on to that integrity because you don't want to let people down. You don't want to let the village down. You don't want to let your family down. And so I just think it's something that's beautiful. It's like our own church. The village is our church. It's our safe haven. It's our resting place. It's everything to us. And when we're connected, nothing can defeat us.
I love it. I love it, definitely. And, you know, what that reminds me of, what you just said, there's strength in numbers.
Yes,
you know, where there's unity, there's strength. And us coming together. And that discussion has been something very interesting to me because I've heard both sides, and I agree with both sides to a certain extent. But ultimately, I'm weighing on the side that, yes, we need people to surround us. And we got to stop fearing to trust the right people, right? Because God will lead us and send us the right people in our path. Everybody is not a bad guy, you know? And so you just got to have faith that God will lead you to the right people. And so I love what you just said. You know, we don't want to be so afraid to get out there to where we don't make the right connection. And such as this collaboration, which was beautiful, right? I'm grateful, SKG, you asked Anthony to join you on this because that put the icing on the cake. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, on Brown Sugar Radio, we're going to go ahead and play this hot new single, and then we'll be back, and we'll just have them for a few more minutes. Our time is running out here, but I definitely want to make sure I show SKG some love with this beautiful song. She put her heart and soul into it. Anthony, bless us. Listen, your ears going to be blessed tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Here is I'm Tired, featuring Anthony Hampton by SKG.
People die no more. I don't wanna have friends of different races. See injustice for turning face while we disappear with no trace. Dear Lord, my head hurts. Tired seeing my own kind in the dirt. Tired fighting for the right to breathe, to exist. Tell me, would you live life this? Hell no. My fear shouldn't be my death sentence. Tired, they never asked us for forgiveness. Scared for my children, trapped in this world of hatred. Look and tell me, is this living? They killed off our leaders who voices spoke truth. Play the victim like they had the right to shoot. I got the trauma from my ancestors in my DNA. I pray to God take this pain away. I don't want the fake apologies. Love them when they hate us, disrespect us and betray us. I've been a mother hearing them call my kids monkey niggas. Have to fight a white aggressor. I say the victim while my wife be innocent tears from my kids' eyes. Telling them that God value their lives. I'm tired, my soul can't take it. Walk us to the store, tell me what I'm making bad. While I'm running the streets, and I'm praying that day that my soldier keeps. it. If the enemy should give me God before I could pray, I beg for your mercy and ask my soul to take.
And that is, listen, you're getting all kind of drummers. They are loving this song. You hear me? Loving it. I'm looking at all the feedback here in the chat. Thank you so much. I see y'all, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. They love it. Love it. I'm so happy.
Thank you.
I'm telling you. Yes, both of you did.
Yes,
amazing.
Thank you so
job.
Much.
Amazing job. And so I'm just so excited. I want to, before we close out, I want to ask you as far as what future plans do you have? I know with this new year and going through a pandemic, being on quarantine, look, 2020 was different, okay? What do you say through all of that we've faced the last 12 months, right? What are your plans for 2021 and how do you feel you can change the world?
You start with me?
Whoever wants to go first.
coming through it, it was eventful. I had COVID actually in December, so, you know, coming through that and surviving.
Oh, wow. Bless your heart.
Being hospitalized 2 weeks. I just want to take this year to be grateful and just continue to be grateful and stay healthy. Thank God I eat pretty good. Stay healthy and love on those who love on you.
I know that.
Enjoy
right.
family and you know, and whoop my kids.
I know that's right.
Didn't I say sit down? What didn't I say? No. Just love
You're
on.
Funny. Okay. Okay, I know that's right. SKG, what are, the pandemic, what has it made you grateful for or appreciate, and what are your plans for 2021?
So the pandemic, I went through a lot this pandemic. Some people probably would have gave up on the stuff that I went through, so music actually saved me. So my plans is just continue to fight through and spend as much time with my children as possible and to, just continue to do music and continue to be around the people that I love and those that love me.
I love it. I love it. And I think for me that 2021 is a year of redemption. That's what I'm telling everybody. This is a year for us to come back stronger than ever. And I love, Anthony, what you said about family. I love what you said, SKG, about not giving up. Because at the end of the day, those two things are what helped us build the tenacity in order to get through 2020. You hear me? And yeah. I'm just grateful. You know, yes, I'm so grateful to still be here today so that I can even host Brown Sugar Radio. Okay? And have marvelous people such as yourself here making a difference. And I know today there's a life that you changed. There's someone who needed to hear something you said. Even in the song, the message is so powerful. That's going to resonate for many, many years to come, SKG and Anthony. And so I want to thank you so much for, you know, thank taking you. The time to show Brown Sugar Radio some love. You hear me? It means a lot to me and my loyal listeners. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for your platform. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so does anybody want to sing or wrap anything out before we leave?
I'm good.
Anthony, you want to bless our ears with something before we leave? Or y'all good? Y'all feeling all right?
Giving you the best of me. Amazing, amazing. Uh-huh. Having you close to me, amazing, amazing. Continue being amazing. We are amazing people. We are amazing as collectives. We are amazing as individuals and continue to be a light.
Yes.
I love it.
Did he listen? You didn't bless my ears. Praise him. I'm good.
Man.
Definitely, SKG, Anthony Hamilton, you are welcome back to Brown Sugar Radio anytime. Anytime you have a new project, a new song, whatever it is that you're doing, I'm here to support. All right? So thank you so much once again for joining us. We're going to go ahead and close out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day.